on Daf Samech Tes Amid Beis, starting the Mishnah. Eimasai Mevi Chagiga Imoi, Bizman Shuba Bechoyu, Betare Uvemuit. That means if Erev Pesach is Choyl, it's not Shabbos. Betare, that it's not Bo Betume, Uvemuit, and there is an insufficient amount of meat in the Kolben Pesach to satisfy the Oichle HaPesach, so then we have to bring a Kolben Chagige in order to supplement the meat, and there should be Nechal Al HaSoiva. Ubizman Shuhuba B'Shabbos, but if the Erev Pesach is Chalies B'Shabbos, or b'merube, or if there's a sufficient amount of meat in the Kolben Pesach that is not necessary to supplement the meat with a Kolben Chagiga, or ibetume, or the Reis Tzibur was betume, so if the Tzibur is betume, so then one cannot bring the Kolben Chagiga, because the Chagiga is not bo betume. Then you do not bring together with the Kolben Pesach a Kolben Chagige. So the first part of the Mishnah explains the zmanim that one brings a Chagige. Now the next half will explain what minim a Chagige is brought from. Chagiga oise bo min hatzoin, min haboko, min hakvosim, u min haizim, min haschorim, u min hanekeves. Benecheles lishne yomim v'layla echot, and this is zman achilosoi ishne yomim v'layla echot. Zot Rashi, eimosai mevien imoi chagige, Bigmore boy, my tone la'el, diktoni chagiga. What did we learn before? That all of a sudden, in the middle of Hilchas Pesach, as the Tesis Rit puts it, the previous Mishnah speaking about Kolben Pesach, the next Mishnah speaking about Kolben Pesach, and in the middle of Hilchas Pesach, all of a sudden, we start speaking about Hilchas Chagiga. Imoi, maybe chagiga imoi, im ha-pesach, babo oso benissen, kidiyalef bigmore. Bizman, shebo, bechoil, so when do you bring a kolben chagiga? Bizman, shebo, bechoil, uvetara. Da'af al gav, de pesach, dochi, shabbos vetume, chagiga loy dochi, shabbos. Chagiga is not dochi, shabbos. The Tosfos Yontov asks, why didn't Rashi say it's not doiche tuma also? So the Tosfos Yontov wants to say that you shouldn't be misled. Because one could say as follows, the Avol gav de Pesach dochi Shabbos v'tume. That means it's doiche even both together. That means if it was Shabbos and the Tzibur was Tomei, so it's doiche both Yisurim. So if it would say Chagiga loy dochi Shabbos v'tumah, so I would say it's not doiche both together. But perhaps Shabbos alone it is doiche, Tum alone it is doiche. That's why Rashi chaps on one and huad in the other. The Rishash is moisev, perhaps that is why the Tanner was Meshana his Loshen. In the Mishnah it says, "Eimasai mevi chagiga imoi, bizman shubo b'chol betare v'muot." So the Tane, when he started speaking in the positive aspect, when we bring a chagiga, so he said, "Chol betare." Then he says, when we don't bring a chagiga, so he says, "Bizman shubo b'shabes b'merube v'tume." So lechayre, going according to the Loshen, he should have said, "Bizman shubo b'shabes v'tume b'merube." So he says also the Tana put merube between Shabbos and Tume to show that each one is a factor not to bring the Kolben Chagige, not after both together. Ube muet, shoya a Pesach muet la achilas b'nei achabur. That the Kolben Pesach was not sufficient for the whole chabura, ve'oichle nachgige tchile, yite kol mechagige tchile, kedei sheyei Pesach gemar sviyosan, that this gemar sviyah should be with the kol Pesach, ve'teichoshev lahen hachile. In ve'teichoshev lahen hachile, and that's machshev the achile. Rashi says, and af ayin amad alef, al hasoiva, she enenin bachilosoi, you have a no from eating it, the techoshev lahem. And it's, the techoshev, it's choshev to them. Lachayre, the svore is, my shvore tainet, the svore is that when a person is hungry, so then he eats anything. So, from him eating it is no raya that he's machshiv the achila. If he's hungry, he's a hechech lo yeguna, you eat anything. But if a person is before the gmar sviyah, and then he eats something, so that something has to be good if he sits down to eat it. So therefore, b'shas the gmar sviyah, they share pesach gmar sviyah, they choshul am achila. Or as Rashi says, she'enenim b'achilosoi v'teichoshev lahem. That is machshev the achile if you're eating it after your savei already. Now, the inyan of bringing the chagigas, we'll see later in the Gemara, that it should be nechal al ha-soiva. That's why you bring the chagigas. Now, it would seem there's two in Yonim. So, Nechal ala Saiva, so you could eat potatoes before. Why do you have to bring a kol mechagige? The kasha is lechayre, why do you need basa? And then, why do you need basa kodesh? Could be, you need basa, that there should be a sviya of achilas basa already. That means, if the chshivis of the achilas ha-pesach is, that even though he's saveya, he's still eating it, so that's machshev nachila. So that shows it's nachila chshuv. He's not eating it because he's hungry. So a person can eat five potatoes, and then when it comes to the meat, there's always room for meat because he didn't eat any meat. So it could be there's a ra'ovain for the meat. So it's vital nitachshiv. An achila chashuve if he ate potatoes before. So that's why he needs an achilas basa before. He should be saveya from basa. Now the Dvar Shmuel asks, good, so you have to be saveya from basa, but why do you have to eat basa kodesh? You can take you eat a steak before and you saveya mi basa, and the gemar achila you go and you eat a korban pesach, so that's also machshev the achila. I was thinking, the Abchaim Volozhiner says in Ruach Chaim and Ovis, he says, a gewaldike yesod. He says, just like the mon was nivla be'ivorim, and there was no psailis, so he says, by all kabbonis, there was also no psailis. And he explains this as follows. He has a whole beer. The inyan of psailis in Amachol originates from the chet of Adam Arishin. After the chet of Adam Arishin, there occurred in the whole bria an irvuv of toy vera. So in every nivra there's toy vera, and who and then in the macholim is also an irvuv of toy vera. So therefore, when one eats a machol, there's a birur in the machal alone. The taiva of the machal gets digested, and the person gets chias from this chelik of the machal, and the chelik hara becomes the psailus of the machal, and that's these two chalokim in every machal. So he says, by the kolbonis, the haktara simurim accomplished that all the ra and the machol was taken care of, and there was only toiv. There was only toiv in the machol. Now, how did he get this from? So he brings a beautiful raya. The Gemara asks, "V'yosei tia la zeinecha when the Yitzil and Muhammad, that there was, that they needed to do the Chisisos Tseyosacha. So Chazal asked, why was this necessary? The man was Nivla Avivarim, so why was this necessary? So Chazal tell us that they purchased this from the Tagri Yumas Oilam, they purchased food from Tagri Yumas Oilam, that's what they were saying. So yes, why do you have to come to Tagri Yumas Oilam? They used to bring in the Midway, they used to bring Shlom, they used to bring Kobonis. They didn't only eat man, they ate Kobonis. So why did the Gemara say it came from the Kobonis? So Baistachois and the Kabonis also wasn't any Psylus. So that's why the Gemara is saying, Mitagriyum Asylum. There, Macholim already, there was Psylus. So, ich stell sich vor, that a Kolben, not only did it taste good, but a Kolben that didn't have any Psylus in it, the stomach, the Zaki Haraois, and maybe not only the Zaki Haraois, one was able to spear a different tam in a kolben. This is a kolben without any ra in it. The kedushas a kolben, the stomach one was able to be malgish, a different tam and a different gishmak in an achilas a kolben. If Chazal tell us after the chulben abayis is nitla tam from the peiris, so al kaponim we see that the bayis had a shaykhis with the fellow, the tamim, of the Peshitim Acholim, is it Zichem Mestavo that a Kolben that had Kedushas a Kolben, there was no Ra in it, Mestavo Zichem tasted different. So if the Mechuvin of the Mechuvin was that the Kolben Pesach should be Nechal al Asoiva, that means there should be no Re'ovain for this Achille. That Kufi is Machshiv the Achille, so if he ate a steak before, a steak of chulin, and then he would go and eat the Kolben Pesach, so it could be even though he was surveyor from Boso, but there was no sphere of Kedusha. That's Boso, that's Boso chulin, but when he came to eat Boso Kedush, he was starved. This was a different sug machel in Ganzen. So it's weiter nicht nechol ala soiva. So memele, that's why you had to eat first Boso chagige. So the Boso Chagige, whatever you wanted, whatever you're getting in the Kolben Pesach, you're getting in the Kolben Chagige also. And now you go and Zetzach Avek to eat the Kolben Pesach, that's Metechoshev Lam Achille, that the Pesach is Gmar Sviyosa Metechoshev Lam Achille. But what if it's B'merubi, Shehoisa Chabura Mu'etes, if there was an abundance of meat, it was a small Chabura, V'day lohem Pesach levadoi, and this the Pesach was enough, so then they didn't bring a Kolben Chagige. Then the whole Achille could be from the Kolben Pesach. Min ha-tzoin u-min ha-boko, ma-shein ke be-pesach, shein ebo min ha-boko, v'loi min ha-nekebis. Zog te gemore, mai tone diktoni Chagige. What did he learn before that now all of a sudden he's bringing Hilchas Chagige? Before we didn't learn anything at all about Hilchas Chagige, as we mentioned before from the Taisus Rid. We started with Hilchas Pesach, we didn't go further in Hilchas Pesach, and all of a sudden he brought in Hilchas Chagige. And for the Gemara, Tono HaKavosai V'Hava Osai. We learned in the previous Mishnah that HaKavosai V'Hava Osai To carry the Kolben Pesach, to bring the Kolben Pesach, Leidochi Shabbos, that's not Doichi Shabbos. Ktoni Nami, Chagige de Leidochi Shabbos. So it says now that the Chagige is also not Doichi Shabbos. Pohochi Koma, Eim Osai Mevi'in, Imoi Chagige, Bezman Shubo Bechol, Betare Uvemuit. We have to understand the Gemara's Teretz. What's aim for the Gemara? The Kasha was, how does Chagige come in? So the Gemara answered, we learned that the Havos HaPesach is not Teichah Shabbos. And so Memele, so now we say that the Chagig is also not Teichah Shabbos. I mean, Shmit Leitzach Al-Sinai, but how did, we're learning Kulchus Pesach, how does Chagig come in? And then there's another Ha'ore. The Gemara says, V'hochi Koma. Amos I mean Imoy Hagige Bisman Shabba Khil Batarab. What's that for Hochi comma? It seems the Gemara saying a noob shot in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara brings down the Mishnah. Hochi comma. The what's Vahochi comma? But if we'll be Medaik Vahochi comma, the Gemara was Mishana the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amos I mean Hagige Imoy. The Gemara says, Vahochi comma, Amos I mean Imoy Hagige. That's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara was Mashana. Ve'emes ha'mevin imoy chagige. So that's the Gemara saying amoyre v'kezach. The Gemara is saying that we're speaking about the things that the Korban Pesach needs. If the Korban Pesach has to be brought mechutz l'tchum, it's not toiche Shabbos. Even though this is the Korban Pesach needs it, he has to carry, bring the Korban Pesach to bring the chutz l'tchum. This is not toiche Shabbos. So the Gemara says there's another thing that the Korban Pesach needs. It needs a chagige imo. It needs a chagige that in order to make sure that tachila will be ala saiva. So we are speaking about, that's what the Gemara is machadish. We're not speaking about chagige. We're speaking about Korban Pesach. The necessities of Korban Pesach, there are certain necessities which are not toiche Shabbos. So if it has to, if the Korban Pesach has to be brought, that's not Teicha Shabbos. If the Korban Pesach needs a Chagiga, the Chagiga has to be geshocht, that's also not Teicha Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara is Machadish. We're speaking about Chagiga, we're speaking about Pesach, not Chagiga. So therefore the Gemara puts the Imoy before. V'hochi koma emisei mevi'in Imoy Chagiga. We're speaking about the Imoy, we're speaking about the Korban Pesach. When can the Korban Pesach have its Chagiga with it? The Korban Pesach needs a chagige, but when can you bring its chagige? That's after his man shabbo b'chol. But if it is Shabbos, so meile, so the Korban Pesach is not matil to shecht the chagige, even though the Korban Pesach needs it. Tana hakavose v'koma nami bach seifa emes ha'meivin, v'ashmina de chagige nami loidochi Shabbos afel ha'shchita dilo. So if it says in the Mishnah that it is not bo b'Shabbes b'tume b'merube shmamino chagiges arbo also lav choivoi, it's not a choiv, it's not a kolm choiv. Isalke bait a choivei teisei b'Shabbes v'teisei b'merube. Like the Gemara, some amel is not a korban choyve. Ubemuet mihu maitaima osi. So the Gemara says, good, but it is not enough when there is not enough, there's not enough meat in the korban pesach to satisfy the chabura. Why does it come then? Kedisanya. Chagige haboi ma Pesach nechel es tchilo kidei she Pesach nechel ala soiva. The Braise says in the Seder or Achille we magdim the Chagige to the Pesach that the Pesach should be nechel ala soiva. It's very interesting. The Gemara asked the Shaila, why does the Chagige come? It's not a choiva, why does it come? The Gemara brings a Braise. Lemaisa, the Baraisa does not explain why it comes. The Baraisa only explains when you have the Chagige and the Pesach, what the Seder Achille is. The Seder Achille is that the Chagige is before the Pesach, that the Pesach should be Nechal ala Seva. But the Baraisa does not say that's the only reason why you bring the Chagige. Gemara had a legitimate kasha. Why do you bring a chagige? If it's not a choiva, why do you bring it? So the Gemara says, kiddisanya. The barais is not lechoire arayim chachas to, the barais doesn't say this reason. The barais is speaking about something else. The barais is saying that to say there are achille is chagige before Pesach, that the Pesach should be nechal ala seiva. And the Gemara derived from the barais that this is the only reason, the mother know another reason why to bring it. So if we see that this is one purpose of the chagige, so we say, we don't know any other purpose, so we say this is the purpose. Zot Rashi, על הסויבה, שאיננם באכילו סוי, בתיכו שב למד, שבין אכילו חשובה. לאו חויבה היא. קלוימר. So this is a קלוימר. So what shot in the קלוימר? You could learn a different shot in the Gemara. The Masha says this, and really the Tosfos HaRashba says it. We'll have later in the Gemara that there's a klal as follows. Dover habo min achoivo, a dover that's achoiv, is ein ebo elo min achule. A dover that's not min achoive, something that's not a kol b'mchoive, you don't have to bring from chulen. You can bring from another kolban also. For example, let's say Chagigas Tazvov. Chagigas Tazvov, there's a chiv to bring a kolm chagiga. So let's say a person has a kolm chagiga was a kolm shlomim. So let's say a person had already shlomim before. He said a reizu shlomim. So now he has to bring his kolm chagiga. So no, Baruch Hashem, he has a shlomim. So he'll use this for the chagiga. So we learn davar habo min achoivo. So, Mamela, since it's a choiv to bring the chagigi, you can't tata your choiv min achulim with shlomim, with other kachim. If you're mechuyiv to bring it, you have to be magdish this for a chagigi. That's a dava bo min achoiv. So, other rishonim learn pshat, they say, Rashban, they say pshat with nagamore, that if we see that it doesn't come all the time, it only comes certain cases, so it's not a choif to bring a chagigah. It would a chagigah is yadalad. It would be a choif to bring a chagigah is yadalad. It wouldn't matter if it's b'merube, b'mu'etad. It's a choif to bring this kolm today. So weiss the choif that it's not a choif. It's not a choif. No, but you have to bring it certain times. Let's say the Gemara says, well, you have to bring it, it should be nechal ala soive. So the Tosfos HaRashba brings a mechilta has a limud that the Pesach is nechal ala soive. It says, amatzah samroirim yechlu, after the matzah mor yishriya. Right after the matzah mor, it should be nechal ala soive. So the mechilta learns out from a pasuk, it should be nechal ala soive. So the Tosfos HaRashba, the Mahalach and the Gemara, that could be this chagigah is a deraisa. In a Torah, it has to be nechal ala soive, and you have to bring a chagigah before min a Torah. But al kaponim, it's not a choiv to bring it. That means the only reason you're bringing it because the Pesach has to be nechal ala soive. So if that's the reason of the havo, so you can bring a shlomim also. You don't have to bring chulin. If there's a choiv to bring this kolben, I have to be magdish the kolben for this choiva. But if the only reason I'm bringing this kolben is to make it possible to eat the Pesach ala soive, this is not a kolben choiva, so you can bring it from the Dorim and the Dovis, you can bring it from other kabonis. That's how others learn pshat, that Omar Ravashish Mami no. If it is only brought at certain times for a certain purpose, chagigas abos alav choivei. That's how you could learn pshat in the Gemara. Zok Taisvus kloima. No, that is not pshat in the Gemara. Taisvus has a new pshat in the Gemara. Einoi chayiv min ha-toira lavio. That's what lav choivei means. I'm not speaking about if you can bring it min ha-chulin. You have to bring it min ha-chulin. You can bring it, min ha-dor, min ha-dovis. Period. You don't have to bring it minatoyra. These are kebaita choivei minatoyra. If it would be a choiv minatoyra to bring a chagige, shuvain lono loyma shiyesh chilek pein Shabbos lachor. Then there wouldn't be a difference between Shabbos lachor, davikom na kabur lo izman. So, azman, you have to bring chagige shiyodalot, betaisi bemerube. Then it would be brought afilu. There's an abundance of meat. Ube tume, elavadai, lav choive, there's no choive min ha-toyre to bring it. Vein ebor, lekedei sheyoichol ha-pesach ha-la-soiva, oim ribo, demash mishalmi, do de pesach nechol ha-soiva, aine mi da-rabonon. The whole thing is a da-rabonon, gzeiro mishum shviras etza. A gzeiro out shviras etza. Sheim loy hoisa bo ha-la-soiva, Itoich shu rov, lechel, boso, shesobi, vatsomis, since he's hungry, wants to eat all the meat around the atzomes, a yabodi day shvirosans. He might come to break an etzem also. So therefore, not als Rashi's pshat, which is a positive inyan to be mashav dachila, no, it's a preventive inyan to prevent him from being nichshol in shviras etzem. Bachsim at the Dvar Shmuel asks Akasha, he did not bring a Pesach Sheni, by Pesach Sheni did not bring a Chagiga. So Lechayre Shvira Satsam was also by Pesach Sheni also. So yes, so why didn't they bring a Chagiga? So he says as follows. He says, because by Pesach Rishon, says we have to be very practical. There was a greater demand than there was a supply. He says there were millions of Yidden, and you could only eat, it's only a ben shone, a plur. It was only the supply was not sufficient for the demand. So memele, so therefore, in the chaburis that were created to eat the Kolben Pesach, there was most of the times, it was bab bemuet. That means there was like 20-30 people among small Kolben Pesach. So there you needed a chagige. So that takone according to Tosfos to bring a chagige to make sure there shouldn't be a shviras etzem. By the Pesach Sheni there wasn't such a big demand, so there was a sufficient supply, so they didn't all crowd up on one Kolben Pesach. They can't ask the Merbahavachedik. So it was not necessary to bring a chagige. So Melba never masakin havos chagige to prevent a shvira setza. The kosheleri, the hashte mashmed de la rabbonon, the benteime, the besomuch, have a chagige sabo also de rabbon. Later we're going to see the next sugi that benteime holds that a chagige is a derais. So our mission is not like benteime. Our mission holds it's a de rabbonon. So, Rabbona, the kosher l'riba, hashta mashme, Rabbona, the bentayim, the besomuch, have a chagigas abos, the Rabbona, it's not the Rabbona, that's what the Gemara says, lav choyven, that's what I said, lo imshat. Kama mashme, shehu mishim in ha-toyre. The sanye, mobbing zabraisa, lo yolim in abos, limit ha-chagigas abos, shenacheles lishneyom. So, Benteima holds that a chagige is nechal yom v'layla, and the chachamim holds it's nechal shnei yom v'layla. So the Gemara later brings a posig that chagige sabos is nechal shnei yom v'layla. So if you bring a posig, Vaisdais is a posig that speaks about chagiges yudalit. So Vaisdais is min ha-toyre. So how does that stem with our Gemara? Our Gemara says that it's a darabona, laf chayve. Yes, that means if we would learn the way we said over before from the Tosfos Haraj, there would be no problems. Laf chayve does not mean it's a darabona. Laf chayve means it's not, since the purpose of the Kolben is to be nechal al asoyve, so memele, it's, you can bring a filu to nedom and nedovis for atar adob abom in a chayve. According to Tosfos, Tosfos says lav choyve he means that it's only a darabonon. The Gemara says later you learn from a posik the zman achil of chagige shudalit. V'yesh loyme da ashkechem beperekam ba de chagige tane de svir lei shumi darabon. De zicha de zatan de otze darabonon. The kama rabba asho kamash lo chagige chemisha osar in chagige sabo osar loy. Al maksova chagige shudalit lav de reisen. So b'meila, so there is a tana holds it's a drabona. Now we have a tana later that holds it's a dadaraisa. And Ben Taimer, we'll see who holds it's a yoyim v'layla, also holds it's a dadaraisa. So Taisa says, v'hashte, le ben taimer, or le tana, de le kamon, de islo chagigis abo osa dadaraisa. So now Taisa says, a gewalde kechidish will be dochi Shabbos. Because that's what Taisa's loyim shat in the sugya. Pshan the sugya is that lav choyve means why isn't it doiche Shabbos? Why isn't it doiche tume? Because it's a darabonon. That's what Tosfos is loim shat. So automatically, if you say it's a daraisa, it'll be doiche Shabbos and doiche tume. והשתי יוסי שפר, היא דרש תומד נשחת, ובאוסו שחלייס בשבס. תספס דפנון תסמד בייס, הרב סי פרבלם. תספס held over there that אפילו according to בן תימא, that holds that חגיגס ידלת זה די רייסה, תספס held it's not תויכי שבס. It's not Toiche Shabbos, at all according to Ben Taimah. So, the Gemara weiss toch ois, you can only be makter the imurim of a korban, a yontif by night, if it was nikrav in Shabbos. Oilus chayl is not nikrav by yontif. Only oilus Shabbos is nikrav in yontif. The imurim, the aktore. So Taisus had there a merdike problem, that according to Ben Taimer, the Pasuk says that you're makter the Imurim of the Chagige the night of Pesach, and if we hold Oilas Chol is not Nikta B'Yontev, so how could you be makter the Imurim of the Chagige Yontev B'Nacht? So the Gemara has the same kash about the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, speaking about the Pesach that was born B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach was Shabbos. But Taisvus asks, but a Chagig is not Toiche Shabbos according to Ben Taime. So how do you learn Shat in the Pasuk? If the Chagig was Bor B'Choyl, so you're not permitted to be Makta the Imurim in the Yontif night, the night of Yontif. And if the Chagig is Bor B'Shabbos, B'Chol is not Toiche Shabbos. So Taisvus had a problem over there. So Taisvus says, now I was machadish that according to Ben Taim it is Doiche Shabbos. That's what I was machadish. If it's a Dereis, it's Doiche Shabbos. So the Pasuk is speaking about that Erev Pesach Shchali is B'Shabbos. So in according to Ben Taim the Chagige is also Doiche Shabbos. So Memele, and then you mark that they move him at night. Zog de Gemara weiter, wenn der Cheles lishnei yomim. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah is Messiah wenn der Cheles lishnei yomim v'layla echa. Zog de Gemara mas nisen de loike ben teime. A Mishnah is not like ben teime. The sanye ben teime oime. Chagige haboy ma Pesach areyu ke Pesach wenn der Cheles alu liyoyim v'layla. Zolni necha liyoyim v'layla. And our Mishnah says it's Necheles L'Shnei Yomim. So our Mishnah is not like Ben Taimin. So here the Shtikel Ha'ore is this, how did the Gemara find out that our Mishnah is not going according to Ben Taimin? Because it says in the Sefer that Chagig is Nechel L'Shnei Yomim. And the Baraisa says according to Ben Taimin it's Nechel Liyayim v'layla. So you see, our Mishnah is not like Ben Taim. But till the Sefer, the Mishnah could go according to Ben Taim also. We just learned that Taisvus says, according to Ben Taim, it's Toiche Shabbos. According to Ben Taim, it's Toiche Tumah. According to Ben Taim, it's Bob and Malum. But Taisvus says, according to Ben Taim, so why did the Gemara wake up by the Sefer of the Mishnah? Gemara could say, Amosai, maybe he gave me his man, Shubba, Bechel, Betara, Bemut. Masnis is the like of Ben Taime. The Ayim Betoisvis, that according to Ben Taime, it's Bob Betumas, Bob Shabbos. So my Shvaga wanted a Taime, it's better to bring a Bereise than to say Ayim Betoisvis. Taisvis is a Cheshbin. I mean, Taisvis has a Cheshbin according to Ben Taime. It's not such a push to Cheshbin also. Taisvis doesn't test some of the basis Chaylik on this. So you have to ask a Kash al Kapanum with a Cheshbin. You have to prove that the Mishnah is not like Ben Taime because of a Cheshbin. So the Gemara says, Wustachman machen a Cheshbin. Let's look at the Sefer. In the Sefer you'll see clear that our Mishnah is not going according to Ben Taime. Now what does it say in the, so the Gemara brings up a reis. The Sanya ben Taima oima, Chagiga aboy ma Pesach, Arehi ke Pesach, it's just like a Pesach. Ve'eino necheles, Ela liyoyim v'layla. It's only nechel liyoyim v'layla. Chagigas chamisha oso, chagigi bring chamisha oso nachelos loshna yomim v'layla echa. Now, this is the Dvar Shmuel's Ma'ira, l'chayra the lashon of the Bereis is very shver. Ve'eina nachelos elo liyoyim v'layla. It's only eaten yoyim v'layla. This is not true. The Kolbim Chagiga, according to Ben Taimeh, we'll see you have all halachas of a Kolbim Pesach. And just like the Kolbim Pesach was only Nechel Balayla, so according to Ben Taimeh, the Kolbim Chagiga was also only Nechel Balayla. This halacha that a Kolbim Chagiga, according to Ben Taimeh, is Nechel Balayla, the Ramban and Vayikra says this. According to Ben Taimeh, it's just like the Kolbim Pesach doesn't say this beferish, the Ramban says it for the other Poshet, that according to Ben Taimeh, we'll see that the Chagiga had all halachas of a Kolbim Pesach, so it was Nechel Balayla. So, Bezoi Yishver, what is Pshat Veinen Necheles Ela Liyoyim Valayla? It's not true, it's not Nechel Balayla. So I found that Yitzhuk Yitzchak from Shiva Rabbi Reuven Zechayin Lavroch, he said, Yitzchak had gestalt of this Baraisa, he said, Amoyre de Kevot, which we had already mentioned a few times in the Masechta, he was Mechadish, it's brought down from Tabuskerov, the Sameach says the same word. They say, Amoyre de Kevot. Rabbi Emerson, a Kolbim Pesach is a Kolbim, that means there are two in Yonim. There's Zmanim mitzad the Etzem Kolbim, the Zmani Achila mitzad the Etzem Kolbim. And then there's Hilchis Achilas HaPesach. All Kabonis that we know of is the Zmani Achila is one of the two. Either it's Yoyim V'Layla, Kotche Kotchem is Yoyim V'Layla, and that's the Zman of a Kolbim. And then there's other Kabonis, which is Shnei Yomim V'Layla, that's the Zman of a Kolbim. These manim on a geya, two halachas. Halacha number one, if you eat after this man, it's nicer. I have chorus. Another halacha. The person is mechashev b'shas davoide, that he's going to eat it after this man. He's not going to eat it in this man of the kolbim, so it becomes pigul. So, this manay hakolbin on a geya for two halachas, for hilchas nicer and hilchas pigul. So all these achayim say amoyre de kizach. There's no three types of kolbonis. Let's talk about a kolbim pesach, and the same halach is applicable by a kolbim chagiga. A kolbim pesach is not a kolbim that the zman of the kolbim is balayla. There's no such kolbim. No, the zman of the kolbim pesach is like all other kolbonis which are yom balayla. That is the zman. The zman of the kolbim is yom balayla. And therefore, if a person will shecht a kolbim pesach, and they'll think, I'm going to eat it by yoy. So it won't become pigle. Because mitzad is mana kolbin, you're allowed to eat it by yoy. But so that's is mana kolbin. It's nechel yoyim v'layla. Mitzad the kolbin is nechel yoyim v'layla. The reason you're not allowed to eat it by yoyim, so Rashi daf mem aleph omid bey says there's a iser esse. V'ochlu es aboso balayla. Balayla v'loy by yoyim. So you have an isseres, you're not allowed to eat the bosa by yoyim. That's an isseres. But that doesn't mean it's not the zman akolben. The zman akolben is by yoyim also. It's by yoyim v'layla. The Briskerov wants to say, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's only nechol ad chatzos. So he says, after chatzos, it's not noisa. After chatzos, it's the mitzvah is achila. And it's meredik meduyik in the Mishnah v'zeh mekoymam. Veinei nechol ela balayla, veinei nechol ela limnuyav, veinei nechol ela atchatzais, veinei nechol ela tzoli. Now let's go to the last halacha. Veinei nechol ela tzoli. So what's that? That's a din in the kolbim. That's zikhi a din in mitzvah achilas ha-pesach. One is to eat the kolbim pesach when it was roasted. That's a din in the mitzvah achilas. So all the other halachas, veinei echol ela limnuyav, is also the same din. In mitzvah achilas, only a bailim on the kolbim can mekayim the mitzvah. So the first two halachas, is also Hilchis Achilas HaPesach. How one is Mekayim the Mitzvah. One is not permitted to eat it before bevayoyim. One is not ve'in nechal ela balayla ve'in nechal ela chatzos. The Kelt, Sameach wants to say that after chatzos, a person who's not a money could also eat it. It's not moisa, and there's no mitzvah sachilas ha-pesach, so anyone could eat it. It's kotshim. It's kotshim, and anyone can eat it. Al-Koponim, so it's moira di kishmak over here. According to Ben Taime, chagige es hilchis pesach. So what are hilchis pesach? Ve'enei necheles el aliyayim v'layla. That's the zman achila. Mitzad the kolben, it's only nechel aliyayim v'layla. V'chagiges chamisha also, necheles l'shnayomim v'layla echot. So the Bereis is speaking about mitzad dinei hakolben, not speaking about mitzad the mitzvahs achilas hachagige. There's different halachas. We'll have after mitzvahs achilas hachagige, it's nechel tzoli, but that's not here. The wild Ben Taima wants to tell us this manei hakolben. There's a difference between chagiges yudale and chagiges chamisha also. Another chilek. V'chagiges abo also. Yaitse ba mishum simche, and yaitse ba mishum chagige. Let us see, Rashi, what this means. Necheles lishnei yomim, chagiges chamisha osa, the naklom bemeseches chagige, and chagoisem oisoi. Yaitse ba mishum simcha, im ikva ad lamocha. That means, he was matrish a korban for chagiges yudalet. And then, for some reason, he wasn't makrev it. So he has a behema which is Kaddish already, and now it's Yom Tesvo. So now, he has a korban, and he has to bring Shalmei Simche. Is Vishachto, so now he shechs this chagige, Yoytze bo Mishum Simche, Mishum Shalmei Simche. So he could be the kind of mitzvah of Shalmei Simche with this korban. Ah, oh God. Shemufreshes voimedes ikva. It's a very mufresh for a kolm. V'shalmei simcha choyve, hein? V'shalmei simcha choyve. And the other kaimelon called Dovish. For that's when he can be yoytze with the chagigis yedale. Yoytze bo mishum simcha. Ay, the other kaimelon called Dovish and bechoyve and a bo elom in a chulin kedesanye besefri. V'zavachto pesach atzoyinu boko. It says, although you ain't Pesach, but elamina kvosim in a yitzim, so watch a tzoyin a bokel, elokei lom anem a bokel, lahakish kol abo mi tzoyin a bokel a Pesach. And all kobonis that come mi tzoyin a bokel are equivalent to Pesach. Ma Pesach dobo shu choyve vein e bo elamina chulin, afkan shu choyve vein e bo elamina chulin. How do you know that the Pesach is bo mina chulin? That's a sugi in Menachos. So al kobonim, so all choyves abo mina chulin. So since Shalmei Simcha also choyves, so why is it bo? Why could you use a chagigas yudalim? So Rashi hani mili bechoyves talma. That's tam choyves. But Shalmei Simcha is rabbi. There's a special ribui that Shalmei Simcha can be brought afilu shaloi not chulin. You can bring it from another kolben. Meseches chagigim, and the sanya besafri, besamachta le rabbi is kol minei simche. You could be mekayim kol minei simche. You kol minei simche, yochla, boifes, umenoches, that's also good. Tamaloim bechagecho. Mi shechagige bo mehem. It has to be meat, yotzo oifes. So now, you have a ribui kol minei simche, but it still has to be boso. So what's the ribui coming to tell me? That's the chiddush of the ribui. The samachta that he could be mekayim mitzvahs shalmei simcha with nedom and nedoves. Aval gav de mechuye va'oymetu it's a dove shebachoyve. Afal pikein he could be yoytze. So that's what it says that yoytze ba mishum simcha. Men yoytze ba, but what is chagigas yedal de kem be yoytze mishum chagigas chamisha also. Kedamor, dovor sheyesh boi choyvo, einei boi elo min achulen. Kloi ma'al, mishaloi, it has to be his. Now he's taking something which is called ishmeri. Voloi mima shemachui voimet, vizukval niskat shame esma. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Mai taime de ben taime. What is the time of ben taime? And what are we going on to trashi domai nechol malu yoyim belayli? He said a few halachas over here. But this halacha, that's not nechol yoyim belayla. Elo yoyim belayla, how do we know? Ke demasni rav lechi ebrei, volo yolin laboiker zevach chaga posach. It says you should not leave it over, should not leave over the meat till the morning. Zevachag, zechagige, hapesach kemashmoi. So it says that you should, it's telling us that the meat has to be eaten up before boiker. Pamarachmono lo yol. So you seek law, that's not shneyomim v'lai lechad, or vishneyomim v'lai lechad, you can eat it the next day. Period. Look to Gemara Baiti, boyuluhu, le ben teime, necheles soli, ayene necheles soli. Ki akshe rachmane le pesach laline. The Torah was makish only to come pesach laline. Habalot soli loi, aydul maloish. Or maybe there's all dinim of Kolben Pesach. The way we mentioned before from the Achronim, it can very geschmack here the two tzadim of the Gemara. That means, because Be'etzim, the Pesach is telling us that it's Nechol L'Yoyim V'Layla. We are clearing in Hilchos Kolben, the Pesach is telling us that even though normally the Zman of a Chagiga Shneyomim V'Layla Echot, so here, we makish chagigah shetalet the Pesach, that the zman of this kolben is yoyim v'layla. So the hekish is in hilchis kolben. But the din of tzoli is not in hilchis kolben. That's a din in the mitzvah sachile. How it should be. So we don't have a posik on this. So that's l'chayre, the first tzad of the gemara. Kik ad sherachmona lepesach leline, aval etzoli loy. It only has the hilchis kolben of Pesach, but not the seder achila of Pesach, because be'etzim these are two sugim of halachas. Oidil meloishna. Well, maybe no. It's a hekish. We completely makish the chagiga to the Pesach, and therefore. It's ain't a nechel al tzoli. Toshma, halayla ze kulei tzoli. And now the psachim, we have that one of the four kashas, one of the kashas was halayla ze kulei tzoli. Kulei tzoli comes, ba'omar av chizde, zu divrei ben teime. Shma mino, so that according to ben teime, it's nechel tzoli. Zot rashim, nechel tzoli, Tzorich la'oich la'tzoli. He has to eat it tzoli. What is Rashi saying over here? Bachsmi Rashi is saying that there's a difference between, we had the previous Rashi, it says, Nachelas l'yoyim v'layla. So I think that's a din in the Kolben. The Zman Achila is only yoyim v'layla. Tzoli is not a din in the Kolben, that's a din in the Gavre. How he should be mekayim his mitzvah. Tzorich la'oich la'tzoli. It's not the same necheles by liyem v'layla and tzoli. This is a din in the kolben, and this is a din in the gavre. Halayla zekulei tzoli masnisani beperik basre kulei tzoli ba'afilu achagige. Achagige is also nechol tzoli. Yeah. I think someone wants to say, Rashi and Akasha later will see there's enough in the Baraisa, that it's Nechel Tzoli. So why didn't the Gemara, that's Rashi wants to say Masnisani, it's a Mishnah, that's why we brought the Raya from the Mishnah, not from the Baraisa later. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Iboilu. The ben teime, according to ben teime, bo min aboko, ayene bo min aboko. Now the meaning, bo min anekevis, ayene bo min anekevis. Bo bashtei shonim, ayene bo bashtei shonim. Ki akshe rachmona le pesach le midi de achila. The hekish is only le midi de achila. He says, lo yolin
lo yolin la boike zevach agaposach is also speaking about achila. That means you should make sure to eat it the whole night. So there's a hekish, how it should be eaten. Say in the zmanei achila and say in the oifen achila. Fine. Aval lechol mili loy. But what the kob, what mean one should bring the kob, there's no hekish to that. It's already a hekish legamli. Toshma, chagiga bo min pesach, reyke pesach, bo min atzoyim, veni bo min aboko, bo min aschorim, veni bo min anekeves, bo bashnoso, veni bo bashtei shonim, veni necheles al yoyim v'laylo, veni necheles al atzoli, veni necheles al olim nuyo. Man shamed le disle, hay svore ben teime. Teime is the one that says veni necheles al yoyim v'laylo. And then he says also that it's in the bomina elemina tzoin, bulemina boka, only ibe bashone. And shamele disle hai svore benteimish mamino kulo nulse beino. Lechere veine necheles elolim nuyov, lechere means that you need menuyim on the kom chagiga also. Rashi later says klo that the gather of menuyim is they used to purchase the koinim Lahen boy chelik min abaylam, Rashi says, an einam at beis. The menuyim were, they purchased a chelik of the kobm. So the gather of achilas menuyim is that you need an achilas baylam to be yoytze. That means that this, in this mitzvah achila, you have to eat your own. That's the gather of menuyim. Koinim chelik min abaylam. The meat has to be mine. And it has to be mine ready from before the shchita, it has to be mine. Aber al kaponim, so lechere, that's the same din bein in Achilles elalim nuyav, that the kol mechagiga also needs menuyim, that everyone has to, and you have to eat mishaloi. Zekrashi lamidi da achile, da asar eslin et zivi achilei. Hai svore ein in achelos al uvayoyim v'layl. Shpamina kulo osyen, kulo mili de pesach osyen, bachagige ba'u akesh. Sokti gemore vayta. Ibo yilu, le ben teime, according to ben teime, yesh bo mishum shviras etzem, oy ein bo mishum shviras etzem. Is there an iser of shviras ha'etzem on the chigige? So what's the shayla? Is avol gav da akshe rachmona lepesach? Even though the Torah was makish, chigige to Pesach, so he should have all halachas of Pesach. But by shviras ha'etzem it says ve'etzem loisish beru voy amiyot boy veloy ve'chigige. We are memayit chagige from this iser. Hi boy, bekosha v'loi beposa. The boy is coming to tell us that the iser of shviras atzem is only by a kolbun kosha, not by a kolbun posa. Toshma, Tzrimora brings a baraisa. Sakin shenim tzeis barbo oso. If a person finds in the middle of the street, the 14th day of Nisan, he finds a sakin. Someone lost the sakin. Now a sakin is used to shecht a kolben Pesach. So mestame, the one who lost it, zicha tabled it, yud gimel nissen. You need a sakin yud dalet. So mestame, this was getabled. One is permitted to assume that it was getabled to read a yud gimel. It was harif shemesh. Memele sheichet bo miyad. He can shecht with this sakin, without batting an eyelash, it's mistama zichet toy. If it was tome, mistama was getoyvult yesterday. Bishloisha also. What if a person finds a sakin, yud gimel nissen? Shaino matzel. Then he has to toyvult it over again. What do you mean over again? He doesn't know. He found a sakin, yud gimel nissen, 10 o'clock in the morning. So, he doesn't know. The zichet, the owner of the sakin had intentions to table the sakin today. He needs it for tomorrow. He doesn't have to table at 10 o'clock in the morning. He has time till 5 minutes before the shkia to table it. So, maybe he did table it. So, if he finds a sakin, yud gimel nissen, shayne v'table. That l'chem means he has to table it again.
That is by a sake. Kaifetz.
Kaifetz was a very large sake that was used to cut meat and bones.
Is bein bozeh or bein bozeh sheina umatzel.
So if he found a sakin, say if he found it yud gimel, say if he found it yud dalet, he also has to be matzvelet. He has to be matzvelet.
Now, so why does he have to be matzvelet?
So the Gemara understood as follows. Because this kaifetz, we'll see, was one only used this kaifetz if he knew he had to cut bones also. It's a very large knife. Only if he cuts bones, he needs this kaifetz. So Memela, if he finds it Yudalit, the person doesn't have to cut bones on Yudalit. What is he going to cut bones for? The Kolben Pesach is also B'Shviras Etzem. The Gemara learned the Kolben Chagig is also also B'Shviras Etzem, according to Ben Taime. So Memela, so he doesn't need it. It's a Beret Nishtaf Yudalit, this Kaifetz. So Memela, so could be, if I find it Yudalit, could be it wasn't getabled yet. The owner wanted to table it later in the day he table it. So Memela, so if you find a kaifetz, bein bazeh, shayne umatzel. Let us see the Val Rashi. Shaychet bo pischoy miyad. A person finds a sakin yudalit, says la to shech to kol mpeis. Vein tzach la tvilo. Zeh amoyt, he doesn't have to table it. The mistome itvilu by leo im tmeya hoise. If it was tome, itvilu bishloisha also. Kedei sheherev shemesh, it hay tahira barbo. So if it was tome, it was ichi getaib. If he finds it yud gimu, shoyinu matvil. Kloima afo pishe sofik shemi itvilu a bailam zeh. Maybe the bailam were matvil it, abo shoyinu matvilu misofik, but he has to be tabled over again. Shema dain lo itvilu. Maybe they weren't matvelet. Shoyulam shus bayoyim lahatvila laharif shimsha. They had time yet. So if he found at 10 o'clock, it could very well be as yet it was not getabled. But if he finds a koyfit sakin godelu, this is a very large sakin. Veruba meina l'shchite, hela l'chitach baso ulashviras atzomets. This is yud v'chitach baso shviras atzomets. Bein bazeh, bein bazeh. Afilanim says Baba Osa, well you find Baba Osa Shaina Matul. The Mitoir Shain Shvira Sa Etzim Bepesa. Since there's no Shvira Sa Etzim Bepesa, Sayna Balam Tsrichalo Kalaba Osa. So that the Yudalid Nisni doesn't need a Kaifetz. Adla Mocho. That means he needs a Kaifetz Tesbov Nisn for the Chagige. He didn't have to table it by Yudalit. He could table it in Yudalit for Tezvot. The Rashash is Moira. Rashi says they use the Kaifetz for they use the Kaifetz Sak and Godel El Lachitach Basar Shvira Satzomis, but they use it for Chitach Basar also. So they use it for Chitach Basar. He has to cut the meat. Sayim the Kolben Pesach, Sayim the Kolben Chagige, so why doesn't he table it Yud Gimel? He says, by Stoitz Farashi, you only use such a big knife if you need both Shimushim, Chitach Bosa and Shviras HaTomas. For Chitach Bosa alone, you wouldn't use such a big knife. So Kaponim, so this was specifically needed only if you only to use this for Shviras HaTomas also. So Memelis, if you find a kaifetz, you dalid, you have to be tevelid, because you can assume, kimichayish, maybe they weren't matvelid yet, because you dalid, there's no use for it. Money, or the mashmedein shviras atzomis berev apes. Now let's see, let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, money. Ilayme Rabbonon, if this Parais is going according to Rabbonon, Maishna Sakin de Matvul, by a Sakin we say, if you found Yudalid, you can assume that he was Matvulid Erev Yud Gimel. He's Matvulid Yud Gimel. The Chazil Pesach, because he needs it for Pesach, so he's Matvulid Yud Gimel. Koifetz Nami, or Chazil Chagigah, according to the Chachom, the Zichno Isser of Shviras Etzem by Chagigah. So why can't you use the koifetz on your doubt? Why is it shayna matvul? Elo lav de ben taimi. So we see Klalus price is going according to ben taimi. Ushmami lo, yesh bo mishum shviras ha'etzem. So we see this anisa shviras ha'etzem by chagigis. So memelo, there's no reason to hurry up and toivul the koifetz. He still has time, you doubt it. We need, because the first time we'll need it will be tesvot. Zot Rashi, inay merabono, dolay makshi chagiga lepesach, ve ne makish chagiga lepesach, ve ein bo iso shpira setza, maish no sakin de matfo lo bailo me yesmo, umakmina lo hashtu becheska stara lo moitzo, mishum dechoz ilay lo bailo babo, so lepesach lishchoy, since it's roi for the bailo, to shechte, to use it for shchite, hilke chatfo lo me yesmo, so he toivles it, Yud Gimel Nebula Reb Shemesh. V'holoi chai shinon. That one not chayish. Shema Ovdoloi zei yomim rabim. Rashi says, why are we so sure about a sakin? Maybe this was lost Yud Nissen. It was b'chana ketoivu. V'adi hayoim noflo mimeno. That's no shar. The mitoich shebeshas ha-regel. Ha-om rab ein shayisham b'mokim nefilose shaloi timotze. So if you see a sakin, it zicha fell 10 minutes ago. Not more than that. So memele, so that's why. So if it fell 10 minutes ago, which you dalid, you can be seimach. It was zich anitzval yud gimel. So kaivet was chazal chagige, the shviras atzomis ba'atvul ameyesva. Well, my hamoitz ba'abos shayne matvul. That is the Gemara's kash. And for the Gemara, loy. Oilom Rabbonon, going Shabbo b'Shabbes. It's speaking about that Erev Pesach was Chaliyos b'Shabbes. So Memela Erev Pesach Chaliyos b'Shabbes. So Memela, so then you don't bring a Chagige. So if you don't bring a Chagige, so Memela, so then there's no reason to be table the Kofetz. There's no reason to be table the Kofetz. You'd give more. You can. So he's been able to pay for it, should give him. Let us see Rashi. Shebo Erev Pesach b'Shabbes, ein chagige bo ima, ilkach leitzricha lebailem ba'bo osa. So he doesn't need it. I just want to say a shtikel ha'ore, the Gemara says, loy lo'oylam rabbono. It's going according to the rabbono. Speaking about that Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so memele, so there's no kol chagige. The first Gemara says going according to Ben Davis. Gemara says loy. So lechayre, I wanted to bring a shtikol raya to our Tosis. Our Tosis says according to Ben Davis, it's toiche Shabbos. Chagige. Tosis dafnun tesis is not toiche Shabbos. So lechayre, according to Tosis dafnun tesis at base, the Gemara lechayre didn't have to say loy la'olam. It's going according to Rabbanon. It's going according to Rabbanon also. That means the Teretz that we're saying that it's speaking about Shabbos, and Shabbos is no Chagige. So, Siloit Ben Taime. Siloit the Rabbanon. It doesn't table it. It doesn't table it Yud Gimel Nissen, because there's no Chagige in Shabbos. But according to Atosis, it's very good. Loiloi, it's only going according to Rabbanon. According to Ben Taime, it can't go. Because according to Ben Taime, Chagig is Deiche Shabbos, so then you'd be permitted to use the Koifetz. Because he tables it Erev, he tables it to Yud Gimel. Unless you'll have a Raya, and according to Ben Taime, there's Yisra of Shviras HaTzomis. So that's what the Gemara wanted to avoid Ben Taime. If he says going according to Ben Taime also, we'll have a problem. So David the Moses says, Loi Loilam Rabbonon, it's only going according to the Rabbonon. According to Taisus, Tafnun Tes, the Gemara said, it's going also according to the Rabbanon. It could be going according to Ben Taim. It could be going according to the Rabbanon also. But there's no Raya because it's speaking about going Shabbos b'Shabbos.